tonight on Arena. Anson Boone on his new film, The Winter Lake, and the very impressive start to his career, and new albums from For Those I Love, Noga Erez and Cathal Coughlan up for review. Irish psychological thriller The Winter Lake, actor Anson Boone was simultaneously filming with the Oscar-winning Sam Mendes in his movie 1917. The Winter Lake, directed by Phil Sheeran and starring Charlie Murphy, Emma Mackey and Michael McElhattan, is the story of a mother and son who move from the UK to the family's old farmhouse in rural Ireland. Their lives become more complicated when they meet the father and daughter who live next door to them. And I'm delighted to be joined by Anson Boone now to tell me more about this film and the other things going on in his very busy life, it has to be said. But first of all, Anson, let's talk about Tom, this young guy, the son, as I say, of the Charlie Murphy character. They come back to Ireland. How would you describe Tom? He's a hard man to get to know, I'd have to say.
Hard man, to say the least. I reckon, I think Tom is someone that is full of so much love and wants to give so much love, but he's never really, he didn't have a very conventional upbringing, and his mother is very young, and they have a very interesting relationship, and he wants to give his mum all this love and he cares for her so much, but he finds it so difficult to show emotion. And I like to think of him as a bit of a wild animal. That was sort of a thing that me and the director, Phil Sheeran, that we kept coming back to, because he's often cornered and put into very terrifying situations and things that, an adult would struggle to deal with, let alone quite an immature young man. And so I like to think of him, you know, if you put a dog in a corner, it will lash out eventually, you know, even the friendliest dogs will bite, protect themselves. And Tom is a bit like that. He's not a harmful person or a violent person, but there is definitely a feeling of danger surrounding him. And that's because he relies so much on his natural primal instincts, kind of like a wild animal does.
Yeah, well, very interesting that you should compare him to a wild animal, because I know that in the casting notes for the character, he was described as alienated and wistful, which is quite difficult stuff to try to play if you think of it, because there's so little action involved in being alienated or being wistful. But being a wild animal that's kind of afraid or who could be very dangerous when cornered, there's a lot more action going on there underneath.
Yeah, that's true. Two great words, aren't they? Alienated and wistful. And that is definitely what springs to mind when I think of Tom. And I think the way that relates to him being like a wild animal is that he kind of exists on a different frequency to what everyone else around him seems to, which is something that, again, that I found really interesting and really fun to explore, because it's like everyone else in the world he lives in is kind of on the surface level. And they, you know, everyone speaks to each other. Tom is a man of very few words, and it's kind of like he sees within people instead of just speaking to someone's face.
Yeah, let's listen to a clip which features you then, Anson, as Tom and Holly, played here by Emma Mackey. Now, at this stage, your mother, Tom's mother, and Holly's father, have become involved with each other to some extent. And Emma wants to talk about that, but you're not that keen.
We didn't think the old guy on the farm had anyone. What was he, your granddad?
Great granddad.
She really is young. You know, he was laying there for weeks before anybody knew he was dead. Nobody thought to check until the animals started starving in the fields. Guess they weren't close. You don't talk much, do you? That's okay. I like it.
And that's Emma Mackey as Holly and Anson Boone as Tom in a scene there from The Winter Lake. She sells the truth, Holly, when she says, "You don't talk much, do you?" He says practically nothing. We had a real problem actually searching through little scenes in the film where Tom actually speaks. He's very silent. What's the challenge and what's the delight in that for you as an actor, Anson? You know, very few words, but lots of camera time.
Yeah, again, it was, you know, this job was a bit like a massive experiment, which was so much fun. And that's kind of what Phil, our director, wanted to have, that kind of air of spontaneity and uncertainty. And I think it's, I mean, it's about physicality, because if you can't speak, then but you have to convey to an audience what you're thinking, then you have to do it through your eyes and the way you stand, like your posture, your mannerisms and stuff. But then again, you know, he doesn't move that much. He's not someone that procrastinates in the way he moves and stuff like that. So it was really interesting to explore. And I guess going back to that kind of wild animal thing, he's kind of, you know, when you see... It's interesting to think of him like a proud animal, like a tiger or something. But he's very sort of economical with his steps, and would sort of just stand with an air of sort of certainty in his own personal space. But as soon as you invade his personal space, that's it. He will lash out. So and everything through the eyes again, that kind of wistful thing. It was so much fun. So what I used to do was I would get a notebook and I would write down everything that in his head that he would want to say or that he would think to say, and then work out how I could channel that into my body. And it's interesting there, listening to that clip, I remember filming that. There's something about the fact that Tom and Holly are two very damaged people in their own right, young people, and she can sense that same damage in him that she perhaps has. And she's needling him, and she knows that she knows exactly what he doesn't like to hear. And, you know, she brings up his mum. Like I say, he's got this odd relationship with his mum, but so much love to give, and he really cares for her. And Holly can see that, and she's just needling him. And unfortunately, on radio, you can't quite see what he's doing.
Yeah,
but there's so much going on in his head, and it's all there in his eyes and his physicality.
Yeah, that is the extraordinary aspect of your performance, particularly in The Winter Lake, that, you know, that physicality and in your eyes. Always this very, very, a very still character, but a very active mind, a very active emotional life going on underneath it. Extraordinary to think that on the day that you were offered this film, The Winter Lake, you were also offered 1917 by Sam Mendes. That's a good day at the office.
It was a very good day at the office and a very welcome one. It's funny because as an actor, sometimes I can't speak for all actors, but for me, I'm never completely comfortable. Which is good. I like that. I would hate to feel, you know, really certain of myself and that kind of thing. And I remember I was shooting Blackbird, directed by Roger Michell, and I was in it with Susan Sarandon and Kate Winslet and Sam Neill, all these amazing actors. And I remember we were coming to the end of the shoot. And of course, naturally, all these huge actors have got all their other films lined up, and they're really sort of comfortable in their situation. And I'm not in that position at all. And so I remember we were getting towards the end of the last week and I was thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to work again. And I was working myself into a complete state. We wrap on the Friday, and that weekend I'm sort of racking my brain thinking, what can I do? What am I going to do to occupy my time? And I had been auditioning throughout the shoot, obviously. And then on Monday, I'm offered 1917 with Sam Mendes, and I'm also going to be flying off to County Leitrim to do The Winter Lake. And, you know, 1917 has got a budget of $100 million. The Winter Lake has got, you know, a couple of million euros budget. And it was the most incredible, humbling and experience. And I learned so much from jumping between the two extremes, you know, of sets. It was remarkable, but definitely a good day at the office, yeah.
That's interesting, though, because you were filming both simultaneously then. Filming the two at the same time, moving from the high-budget set, as you say, and a, you know, a big epic sweep of a film in 1917 to that much smaller, almost chamber piece that you were dealing with in The Winter Lake. How would you describe the difference between the two sets, first of all? Busy, very quiet. What was it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, on 1917, I guess just by the nature of it and the grand scale of it, in, let's say, in the art department, there might be, well, I mean, there were probably about 50 people, but on set there might be 10 people. And then on our art department on the Winter Lake, there would be perhaps one person representing art department on set, and probably three behind the scenes. So it's just kind of everything but made miniature, which is really, really nice because you get to know everyone. And I just had the most amazing job doing The Winter Lake in that respect, because it was a small unit and we all became really good friends, and we'd all go to the pubs in the town Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim that we were staying in after work. And then when we shot on Strand Hill, we could all go and have lunch together. and you become like a small family, which you don't get on the huge films. You know, there are obviously perks to working on the huge films, and that you get the amazing sets that you can immerse yourself in, because there's so much money to get all these. I mean, on 1917, the types of mud is something that I always come back to. They spent all this money on all these types of mud that were so accurate to what the soldiers were actually working in, which was quite amazing. And so that level of detail gets you really into it. But on the Winter Lake, you feel so secure and comfortable because you're around people that you know really well, and you build a family. So that was the main difference. But you know, I love doing both, and that's what I want to continue.
Absolutely. And what about Sam Mendes then as a director on 1917? Again, dealing with you at the very centre of it, but dealing with stars flying in literally to do a day on the film and then disappear almost off it. What about the kind of emotional guidance that he gave you for your character going through that film?
Well, what struck me from doing both of those films at the same time was how much they, both directors, Sam Mendes and Phil Sheeran, really just cared about the actors, which is just really what you want as an actor, because you, like I say, you want to feel comfortable to experiment and to feel secure. And Sam, you know, would take time to speak to us all and have conversations with us about our personal life and work, and was so open to experiment. And so I would take the comfort that I felt in that and security, and then go to Leitrim with Phil, our director on the Winter Lake, and then you know, have the same feeling. And then I built this incredible relationship with Phil because of the things I learned off Sam. So I guess what I am doing so far throughout my career is taking tidbits from every job that I do, and sort of coming up with my own process and relationship with directors.
Don't know how you're going to get yourself, or maybe you already have done some of the shoot on the Danny Boyle miniseries Sex Pistols, where you play Johnny Rotten. There's a character, if you want wild animal comparisons, there must be some in there, are there?
Oh, I don't know about that. I keep taking little bits from every job that I do. And then now I feel so lucky to have, you know, a reward of a character like this. I mean, what an incredible person to study, and I admire him so much. So I'm just enjoying taking all the bits that I've learned off other jobs from working with the likes of Sam Mendes, and then working in freezing lakes in Sligo, and putting it together to do this job with Danny. So, yeah.
You were not around when the Sex Pistols were first performing their work, their songs. Did you go back into the back catalogue? Did you have to do all that research? Are you stuck in the middle of that now? Where are you at with the project?
We started filming a couple of weeks ago. And I'm enjoying living in this world. And I did know a few of the Sex Pistols songs before I started. So I'm just enjoying going through them all, and, you know, listening to music while you're working is obviously a treat. So that's been great.
And are you doing the actual singing yourself?
Oh, all will be revealed in good time. No spoilers.
Yeah.
I want to keep the suspense.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. I'll let you off that. One final question on Blackbird, which was the film that you did, that you mentioned there with Susan Sarandon, Kate Winslet and Sam Neill. I mean, real family feeling in that. It was a family story, after all, about this grandmother who wants to finish her own life. What did you learn from those actors who know film sets backwards?
I learned that you should always feel free to experiment and try things out and build that relationship with the director. And so then it was great to go on to work with Sam Mendes and work with a director that was so up for that, like Roger was on Blackbird, and then take that to the Winter Lake, because the Winter Lake was obviously the first time I was playing an out-and-out lead role. So I wanted to have that kind of comfort and confidence. And I certainly learned that from Blackbird. Was so playful. We would always do the scripted take, and then once Roger Michelle, our director, was happy with the scripted take, we'd do an improvised take. So I learned that. And also just to always love the process. Like, I was working with, you know, Susan and Sam have been doing it for years and years and years. And then obviously Kate a bit less, but still such a long time. And Mia Vashikovska, who's been doing it for like 20 years. So, you know, people all throughout their different respective careers, but they all just love the process still. And so I, you know, Kate would be so involved with all the different departments, which is something I absolutely loved and which I'm taking to all my jobs that I do now, and just really love making films.
You have no formal training in the world of acting, but it sounds to me as if you're getting an apprenticeship that many would give their right hand to get. You really are learning on the job, but you're learning with very skilled professionals. Is that the way you like to do things?
Definitely, yeah. I'm absolutely loving it. And I understand the drama school is such an important facility to be there. And it's the best route for, you know, perhaps most people, I'm not sure. But for me, I feel so lucky and I've absolutely loved learning on the job. And, you know, like I say, it's nice to, in these interviews, to reflect on that and think about the different things I learn and then bring them to the job I'm doing now, for example, and pick things up as you go along. And yeah, no, I haven't had formal training, but I've been to the school of different experiences, I suppose.
The school of different experiences. Well, it's standing to you well, Anson. Congratulations on the successes so far, and I'm sure many to come. Lovely to speak with you this evening.
Great to speak to you. Thank you very much.
That's Anson Boone, and the feature film that we've been speaking about, The Winter Lake, is available to watch on digital.